This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Time with Jesus can be a priceless pause in the day that puts everything back in perspective. You can spend time with Jesus through prayer, reading his words, or meditating on his truth. It can be 10 minutes or an hour, but if he is the focus, reflecting on him, absorbing his love, taking in his spirit, and thanking him for all his blessings and wonders, it can be both exhilarating and renewing. Jesus explains that we will find relief from pressure and anxiety as we leave busyness behind and approach him. He said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls." You may think, "How will I find the time?" The Bible says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well." If you will spend time in prayer, in God's word, and in seeking him from your heart, things will go so much better. And that will help you either have more time or get better results from your efforts. There's always time for the things you put first. So try sitting at Jesus' feet. Be like Mary, and you will understand the Bible verse that says, "You will fill me with joy in your presence."
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.